Well, next we go to County Kerry, where more than 1,000 oysters illegally taken from Kenmare Bay have been returned to their natural habitat. It comes after a large group of people were seen hand-picking oysters at low tide in the bay, which is a special area of conservation. Inland Fisheries says what happened could have a negative impact on the local environment, and it is preparing a prosecution file. Well, Sean Long, Inland Fisheries Ireland South West River Basin Director, is with us now. Sean, can you tell me, how did you become aware that these oysters were being taken?
Well, good morning, Cian. Well, our office is reacting on information obtained, and they commenced an observation of a strand near Kenmare, as you mentioned, and they observed a large group using hand dredges or rakes to collect oysters from the foreshore. So they set up the observation to see what they were doing, and eventually they moved in to speak to the various groups that were there, up to 25 people involved at the time. And it became quite clear very quickly that this was a large-scale operation, and in fact the oysters seized counted up to over 600 in the first couple of batches that we detected.
Over 600, but there's a figure for 1,000. Were there more found afterwards?
There were more found afterwards. A subsequent search of the grassy area above the foreshore detected another sack, which brought the overall seizure to over 1,000, which is a significant number of oysters.
Well, it's a significant number. Could you put a value on it? Because I believe the oysters retail maybe about 10 for 15 euro. Would that be? It's quite a haul then, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Native oysters, I suppose you have to separate those out from non-native oysters, but native oyster production in Ireland in 2023, the last full year figures there, was worth just under 3 million in sales revenue. And most of those oysters were exported to out of the country to Spain, France and Holland. So they have a commercial value. There, aside from the fact that they're protected under the fisheries regulations, it is illegal to hand forage or hand pick for oysters, unless you have a license.
And 25 people on the foreshore taking oysters from the bay, is that usual or is this completely unusual?
No,
have you come across it before?
No, it's quite unusual for this scale, I would say. It's my first time experiencing that volume of people at the activity. I'm quite sure that, you know, you have foragers all the time, you know, picking various bits and pieces from the shore. But as I say, the hand-picking of oysters is illegal and it's unusual. It's the first time we've had a detection of this scale.
Well, you're preparing a file on this, but when you look at the environment and Kenmare Bay is a special area of conservation, what's the impact of removing such a massive amount of oysters from their natural habitat?
Well, it has significant impact on the habitat there. And bearing in mind that many of the oysters that were seized were undersized, these were juvenile oysters. They hadn't had the chance to reach maturity, which takes 3 to 4 years. So they wouldn't have had a chance to spawn. They've been taken out of the water there and they're not going to continue spawning, obviously, and keeping the population healthy and growing. So to suddenly take 1,000 oysters in a concentrated area out could have a devastating impact on oyster production, natural oyster production in that particular area.
But just briefly, are they gone? Are they dead? Have you returned them?
No, not at all. No, oysters will survive for some time out of water. And we were able to document the sizes and the count. And then we released them all back into the water, which was a very good outcome. Normally, when we have a seizure, you know, it's after the event. It's normally a salmon or a fish and they're dead. But this was a great achievement for the guys to be able to get them back into the water.
Sean Long from Inland Fisheries, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:48.